young kids and really pouring them out to the point where God's fixing to do something big on for you kids. Not necessarily for me, but I believe that God's pouring his spirit out on you kids. Let's get into God's word tonight, can we? Let's look in Romans 7, verse number 13, if we could stand for the reading of God's word. Now, I'm going to read you this story, and you're going to probably go, what, when I get done? Because when I read it, it took me about five times to read it, and then I understood what it was meaning. It says, was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid, but sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For that what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to the will is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is not more that I do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my, say it real quick, mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You guys may, okay, it says, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with my flesh the law of sin. You guys may be seated tonight. Now I read all that scripture, and a lot of you kids are going, now what is he talking about? Because, you know, when you read over that scripture, you think, man, I don't understand this. But we see in scripture that the two total different battles that's going on. You know, this is Paul saying this today in scripture. But he's saying that he's had a transformation at this point, right? And he's saying that he wants to do good. But when he finds himself wanting to do good, he's finding himself do the bad things when he's wanting to do good. How many of you have ever seen the cartoon character where you got an angel on one shoulder, right? And a devil on the other shoulder. And they're constantly talking about this one's telling you to be good. This one's telling you to do bad things, right? And it's this constant warfare between your minds. If you can just picture that. You've seen it, right? You guys have seen it where you got the angel on the one side and the devil on the other side, and they're both talking to you and you're both listening. That's what Paul's talking about here in Scripture. It's nothing more than complete warfare that's come against him, right? He's hearing what good should be doing, but he finds himself doing the things that he doesn't want to do. Because he's had an encounter with God. He says, you know, I want to do good. I want to serve God. You know, that's every Christian's heart and plea and desire. When you have an encounter with God and you ask God for forgiveness and God comes into your heart and you're saved, you leave and you think, Lord, I want to do the will of God. Everything that's inside of me, I want to do the will of God. But just as we have a spiritual side of us, we also have a what? A carnal side or a fleshly side, right? It's the sinful nature in us. So we see that battle between the two of good and evil. Now, everybody knows that there's a battle between good and evil going on right now, right? All you have to do is turn the news channel on to see it. There's a battle going on between good and evil. People will tell you that things that are evil are good when they're not. They're evil, right? There's a battle going on right now between good and evil. There has been a battle going on between good and evil from all the way back to the very beginning in Genesis, when Adam and Eve first sinned. When Adam and Eve first sinned, when they sinned, there became a battle between good and evil. It was a process, right? And we still face that battle every single day. But now I just don't want to tell you that, you know, yeah, we're in a battle between good and evil, but I want to encourage you today to a way that will help equip you to win the battle, right? To help equip you to overcome evil and do good like God wants us to do. You see, we see here in Scripture, what word did I ask you guys to read out? Mind, right? Mind. Why? Because every battle is won or lost where? In your mind, right? So if you want to be a Christian and you want to serve God, but then you find yourself going out and sinning and doing the things that you swore you would never do again, does that mean that you're not saved anymore? No. It just means that you have to mature and grow. You know, sometimes as Christians, when we do slip up and we fall short of what God calls us to do, it's not saying we lose our salvation. It's just simply saying that we need to mature in our faith. We've got to overcome the evil. We've got to overcome those sins, and we got to win over those battles. And your battle might look different than my battle. Your battle may be completely different than what my battle is. But I do know this, that every battle is won or lost where? In your mind. So when I painted that picture, when I very first started, and I painted that picture of an angel on one side or God on one side and the devil on the other side, and both of them are what? They're waging against you, right? Well, now I know we've done this several times, but this is what the Holy Spirit, when I was praying today, this is what the Holy Spirit told me, because I think we have some kids that think that just because you know, you got saved at camp, right, and you're wanting to do good, but you find yourself now, you're back in reality, right? Now you're no longer just here at camp, but now, you know, you're back at reality. You're back around those friends that influence you in a wrong way. You're back around those homes. You're back around the worldly situations. You're back in things that you know probably aren't good, right, for you to be around. But you're back around those things. And how do you overcome those? How do you win the battle that's going on in your mind? How do you win? Well, it's real simple. Okay. So, we see Paul, right? In Scripture. He's saying, the things that I don't want to do, I find myself doing. The things I want to do, I don't end up doing. It's a conflict between good and evil. Can you help me tonight? Praise the Lord. All right, come up here. Let's get one end of the rope to the other side. It's pretty long. It's our camp rope, so when we have tug of war. Okay, grab hold of that rope. All right, so can you pull that rope? Yeah, it's pretty easy, right? It's pretty easy. But now I told you there's a war going on for your soul, but there's more than just a war going on for your soul. There's a war going on between good and evil, between serving God and sinning, right? So if I tell you, okay, you're on fire for God, right? You're saying, you know what, I love Jesus, and I'm going to overcome this battle in my mind, right? Okay, but the enemy does what? The enemy does what? Come on, pull. Come on, put some grit. Put some grit into it. Come on. Come on, put some grit into it. The enemy says, you know what? I know that you gave your heart to Jesus at camp, but you see, I still got some strongholds. I still got some strongholds. I still got some things that I have control over. You might think you won, but I still got some power, right? But, okay, whew, she's wearing me out a little bit. That was a pretty good fight. That's good. I'm glad that you got some grit in you. That means some good. That means good, right? So the enemy comes up and he's saying, I still got some strongholds. I still got some things that you're attached to. I still got some things, some power that I'm pulling and giving you opposition against, right? It's this battle in your mind between good and evil, between what the Bible says is right and what the world says is right. It's a battle between good and evil. Now, the enemy is putting up a pretty good fight. So, what you have to do is what? Yeah, but what do you have to do? All right, what do you have to do to win? Oh, thank you. Come on. Get up here. Help her. Help. Oh. Okay, so tag somebody else in. All right. All right. So she says, how do I win against these strongholds in my life? How do I win against this thing that's pulling on me? Hey, I love Jesus. I gave my heart to him. I want to do good, but I find myself doing the things I wouldn't even think I would be doing after camp. Because the enemy has still got some resistance, right? Okay. All right. But the problem is this. Most of the time, when you go back to reality, most of the time, he'll bring in some reinforcements. Will you help me? Come on, Dan. Yeah, come on. All right. I can't do this alone. I gotta call in some help. Okay, let's go. Let's win this battle, right? Come on, put some grit into it. Let's win this thing, right? All right, stop for a second. Okay, so how else do you win? If the enemy is taking you towards his side, if you hear the devil talking more than you hear God talking, right? If you hear the things of sin influencing you in a more way, pulling you towards that sinful desire more than the things of God, what do you have to do? Pray. I need a prayer. Who wants to help them? Pray. Go ahead. Help them. Pray. Gabe's on my side here. I'm bringing him to my side here in just a second. Right? Right? So we know that if the influence from the enemy has got you bound and he's got you tied up and he's pulling you, he's giving you some opposition, I need about three of you. Maya, come on up here. Hey, you don't want to know something? The enemy says, this fight ain't fair. I'm pulling out all stops. I'm coming against them with every, you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. Those of you who say when you first get saved, it's going to be a roses and perfect and everything else is a liar. Because as soon, the minute you come up and say, I'm going to give my heart to Jesus. The minute you say, I'm not going to live that way no longer, he says, oh, I'm calling in some reinforcements and I'll overtake you. So I come on, Gabe, help him. Because this fat preacher's getting tired. I need some help. Help him. Who wants to help him? You want to help him? Come on, help him. Because the enemy immediately says, I'm calling in the reinforcements. Ha ha. You think it's just a church camp? You think that that's going to change your life? You think that's going to matter? I'll call in all the reinforcements I can, and I'm still waging war. Come on, guys, let's pull. Let's win this thing. I'm still waging war against you, right? You're still being drugged back to the influences of this world. Hey, you know what? So, okay, stop for a second. Okay, now what do you have to do? Well, there's other things you can do besides pray, right? Keep praying, keep fighting, Summer. Come on up here and help them. She says, I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep going to Wednesday night service no matter how busy my schedule is. I'm going to keep serving God. I'm going to be there every Sunday. I'm going to be there every Wednesday. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek after God. I'm going to choose good friends because, hey, how many of you know that when you start putting those bad friends on that side, guess what? That leverage gets a little bit more. That devil starts talking a little bit more. It's complete warfare. But you want to know where it's at? It's right here. That warfare is in your mind. Your mind. The devil's playing tricks on you. But if you're going to win, I need some, all three of you, go to this side. All right. Let's do this thing, right? I know I've been playing against you this whole time, but really, ultimately, at the end of this, we win, right? Come on, Carson. Come on, Lil. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You got to help. Come on. Come on. Amber, you want to come up and help him? Actually, you know what? Sometimes this battle gets so real, you got to call in some real reinforcements. You got to say, Lord, I'm going to fast, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to win this. I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to read my word. Jimbo, come up here. Help him out tonight, just for fun. Come on. Let's get into this message, right? Come on. All right. Now, do you still think you got a fighting chance? Huh? I'll help you. Miss, will you come on this side? Yeah. You've been griping at me long enough this day that you'll fit right in. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing. I'm teasing. All right. So, if there, now, real quick, I just want everybody's eyes, real quick. If you're going to win the battle that the enemy puts at you, the battle is won or lost where? In your mind. Right? So what you have to do, all right, you ready? Let's win this thing. Come on, pull, 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 pull. Oh, I'm on the good side. All right, you guys can stop. Now, I know we're playing games in the house of God tonight, but the truth of the matter is that it's like this. Do you realize that there's really not any games about it? This is your life. This is what matters. This is whether you're going to serve God and live a life that He's called you to do, or you're going to serve the enemy. Because the Bible says you cannot serve God and Baal. You cannot serve God and the devil. You can't be a fence jumper. You can't be somebody who rides the fence. You've got to have a made-up mind that says, I'm going to serve God no matter what. And when I feel my flesh getting weak, what do you have to do? You have to feed your soul. Yep, sure, you're getting fed tonight. I'm spoon feeding you. But the truth of the matter is I'm giving you a little bit of God's word. That's feeding you tonight. That's encouraging. That's saying, you know what? I can do this. I can overcome those addictions, and I can overcome those thoughts, and I can overcome those bad habits and those addictions, and I can overcome the enemy. I can do this. I can do this. But it all starts here in your mind, because what happens is the mind influences what? Your heart, right? Your mind influences your heart. And Proverbs 4, verse number 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So what do you have to do? You have to guard your heart, right? Because your mind influences your heart. And then what influences your heart? Or then your heart influences what, per se? Your actions, right? So the battle is won or lost in the mind first. Before you guys sin, before you guys make a bad decision, before you guys do anything else, what are you going to do? You're going to think about it. You're going to think, should I do this or not? Right? That's what Paul's talking about in Scripture. It's a warfare. He's saying, I want to do good, but I find myself doing bad things. But I want to do good. But in order to win, you have to feed your spiritual side more than you feed the devil, the evil side. So that angel that's talking, hey, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be around these friends. Hey, this is a bad influence. Hey, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to you guys, and I know he does. And he gives you a conscience for a reason, right? When you're getting ready to cheat on that test, or when you're getting ready to do something wrong, or you're getting ready to smoke that weed or drink that little bit of something, hey, I'm being real with you, right? When you're getting ready to do that, you hear it in the back of your mind, this really probably isn't right. Should I really be doing this? Should I really be making this decision or choice? Should I? Or the devil's saying, everybody's doing it. It'll be okay. Hey, everybody's doing it. It'll be okay. Hey, everybody's doing it. It'll be okay. It'll be fun. You'll be popular. You'll be hanging out with your friends. It'll be great. It'll be perfect. It'll be great. You know, the Bible says that sin is pleasurable for a season. He's going to paint the picture of it all being perfect. But it's not. Proverbs 23, verse number 7. Says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart. So that tells me that the power is in your mind. You think it, and once your heart receives it, guess what? You're going to just follow along, right? Oh, I'm going to trust in my feelings. Sometimes you can't trust your feelings. You hear me? You hear me, kids? People think, I'm just going to go by my feelings. It feels right. Guess what? You can't trust your feelings. They'll deceive you. But what you can trust is the word of God. And what he says is right, what he says is wrong. And he says in Philippians 4, verse number 8, it says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. How do you win the battle? You think on these things. You think on the things of God. You pray, you seek God. You read your Bible. You have a relationship with Him. You think on those things. And don't think on the things that are evil or discouraging or wrong, or negative, or you don't think about all that junk, right? So if you're going to win the battle for your soul, how do you do it? Because I can sit up here and tell you, Paul was wrestling. He was in warfare. He was wrestling, right? It was a battle, right? When it was just you and me, what'd you think? It was a battle, right? I mean, you put up a good fight. I'm proud of you, right? But it's a battle. Now, I want to tell you something else. Most of the time, what the enemy tries to do, if he can't win, he tries to divide. Did you hear me? If he can't win with what he's got on the opposite side, what's he try to do? He comes to try to come in and divide. He's a divider, not a multiplier. He'll divide. He'll take you away from those good friends, right? He'll put you around the wrong people and the wrong friends, and he'll divide that out. And before long, you'll be listening to that little devil in your ear, whispering all those lies and junk and trash and everything else. And before long, this gets louder than what the Holy Spirit's speaking and what God's speaking. If you're going to win, you have to be closer to God than you are to the enemy. If you're going to win, you have to pray. You have to seek God. You have to study your word. You have to have a relationship with Jesus if you're going to win this battle. Now, I know we played tug of war tonight, and it was fun, and we goofed off, right? And we had fun here in the house of God tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't think there's a war going on for your soul, you're dead wrong. If you don't think the devil has planned a way of attack against your soul, you're wrong. Because he knows you too. He's saying, you know what? I'm going to put things together. I know their weaknesses. I know where they'll slip up or they'll fall. Hey, I'm going to do this. I think I can get them with that, right? He knows your weakness. But I'm going to tell you something else. God is able. The war's already been won. What side are you feeding most? What side are you doing more? Because you're gonna face opposition to this walk. And if you think so far it's been pretty easy, I've been a Christian. I asked God in my heart. I got saved at camp. Hey, I got baptized Sunday. Praise the Lord. Everything's going just perfect. Give it time. Give it time. He says, I'll get you. Give it time. And you'll be faced with opposition from the enemy. Because there is a warfare, not only against you and you and you and you and you and you, but there's a warfare right now against your generation like we have never seen before. You see, the enemy has come in to confuse you guys. He's come in to manipulate you guys. You see, there's a warfare against your generation. And you have a choice. You have a choice to say, you know what? I'm not doing that junk. I'm going to win this battle. I'm going to live for Jesus. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to do everything in my power to feed my soul, feed my spirit more than I feed the enemy. And when he starts yelling real loud, you have got to have enough in you to say, devil, get behind me. You have no power over me. You have no power over me. Devil, get behind me. See, the enemy knows where there's power. Do you? Do you know where your power comes from? Let's come to this altar this morning, this evening. Let's seek after God. Let's start feeding that spiritual side of us a little harder. Let's start serving that spiritual side. You see, this is equipping the angels. This is equipping angels, employing them to help you. Let's equip them.